You are listening to the Andy Zinka Youth Empowerment Program. My name is Charlie, and the time is 7:15 p.m. You just heard Optimist by POS, This Is My Life by Firewater, and Country Soul Brother by Jesse Dayton. This week, the Roaring Fork Valley is being visited by Take Note Colorado and the Detour Music Project, which is led by the Music District and Bohemian Foundation. It is also supported by Colorado Creative Industries. The Detour is a project that joins musicians and communities across Colorado to create performances, workshops, recordings, and takes part in creative education and community celebrations. In the studio, we have two musicians, Rebecca Durham and Diego Felix, from the Detour. Rebecca and Diego have stopped by Katie and Kay to check out the Andy Zinka Youth Empowerment Program, and we are going to learn a little bit about their project. Thank you for joining us tonight, Rebecca and Diego.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, thank you for having us.
Tell us about the Detour Project.
Okay, so the Detour Project is essentially bringing musicians and communities across Colorado together to do a bunch of cool stuff. So from musical workshops to just interacting with the community, we're just here to spread music education to different parts of the state.
Cool. Do you have anything to say about the Detour Project?
Yeah, I mean, this is my first time being on Detour. I think it's Diego's also.
Yeah, mine as well.
It's really exciting for us because, we get to connect with these new communities and meet some kids and show them some really cool stuff. So, it's fun.
What about what parts of Colorado have you visited on this detour?
Well, we started today here in Carbondale at the middle school, and then we went to Basalt, and we were at that middle school as well. And tomorrow we'll be at an elementary school in Glenwood Springs, and then a high school in Glenwood.
What's your favorite part about being on the? What's your favorite part about being on the detour?
Mine personally is interacting with all the kids on a individual basis. Getting to know them, I love working with groups, but when you get to know a musician, a young musician, in their musical infancy, I feel like it's a wonderful opportunity as an educator to point them in the right direction. And that's, to me, been the best part of the tour so far, is seeing that connection happen and seeing those fires be lit in some creative souls. So for me, that's mine. What about you?
Yeah, I connect with that as well. Like today, just seeing the looks on people's faces when they played a violin for the first time or scratched with Diego for the first time, it was awesome because they were connecting with it and they were having a good time.
What kind of music do you do, like play?
I play fiddle and violin. So I play bluegrass, and I grew up playing classical music.
Yeah, she's incredible. Yeah. I think I'm going to need to trade one of my turntable lessons for one of her strings lessons, because that's... Is that a fair trade?
That would be amazing. Yeah. Yeah, I'd like that.
Yeah, so I'm more of a... I'm on the hip-hop DJ side, production. Scratching is what I do, so all the whoosh-whoosh kind of music. That's me. So it's been really cool to spread that around the Roaring Fork Valley.
Why is music important to you?
Music's important to me because it's a universal language that I feel like I can connect with complete strangers over. Whether it's a band we like or a show that we're both enjoying at the same time, or maybe I'm just making music with someone that I've never met before. Like, we had a jam yesterday, and it was after we were hanging out all day, but after jamming, it was... You kind of feel closer to someone, you know? So that's why I like it.
Yeah, I definitely agree. It brings communities together in a way that's a shared experience that's deeper than having a conversation or an argument or a who knows what might happen. But music, you can just leave the words out or, you know, have lyrics that connect people and make them think deeply. So.
Why do you think music is important in the community?
I think, especially these days, we need to be closer to each other and more unified. And music is something that does that.
Yeah, music builds, it teaches, it connects. It's I think it could be, it's the bedrock for a lot of communities, you know, and it could be for a lot that they don't have that. Yeah, it tethers people together.
How can listeners find out more information about the Detour?
Detourmusic.org. Find more information there on all the cool places we'll be going later on in the year and more opportunities to get involved. Yeah, check it out, detourmusic.org.
So are you guys like away from home for a long period of time while you're on the Detour? Or do you like go somewhere and then go back home for a couple days and come back to the Detour?
Yeah, so this is my first Detour. It's and we're only gonna be gone for about this week, and I'm from Fort Collins and drove down here the other day, and we're gonna be here till about Saturday. And so we've been gone for a while, but it's really nice to check out a new part of the state and bring some music there. Yeah, Rebecca?
Yeah, home is pretty close, and that's the cool thing to me about this program is we're spreading our music through Colorado and Colorado communities, so we're close by.
What are you doing? Like, so are you doing the same exact thing you did today at the middle schools? Are you going to do the same exact thing with the elementary schoolers?
I don't think so, because we're going to have... So my bluegrass band is playing tomorrow night here in Carbondale at Steve's Guitars, and I think they're going to be joining us tomorrow. Maybe not at the elementary school, but definitely at the high school. So that'll be a little bit different for me. Today I was working with kids, just showing them violin plugged into a cool effects pedal, and... Tomorrow it'll be probably more bluegrass oriented demonstrating. So,
yeah, and a lot of what I do is just hands on, showing turntables to kids. It's just something that you don't really get the chance to play on. So, tomorrow I think it's gonna mirror what I did today. Just a lot of this would be like a audio petting zoo, if you will.
Do you guys know what school you're going, the elementary school you're going to tomorrow?
I believe Sopris Elementary School. Yeah.
Cool. Was there anything else you guys would like to add?
Tomorrow we're going to be doing some more musical workshopping and fun stuff at First Fridays at the Launchpad, 6 p.m. Stop by. We'll have turntables there. We'll have some acoustic music playing for all everyone's entertainment. It's gonna be a lot of fun. So if you didn't get a chance to come check out one of our events at a school, or you did and you want to come check it out again, yeah, come by the Launchpad for First Friday here in Carbondale.
Anything you'd like to add, Rebecca?
I mean, another cool thing that we are doing is we're doing all this on a school bus that's been renovated out. And so he's got these scratch pads in the school bus, and you can kind of sit down and have a completely different school bus experience than ever before.
Yeah, that's way better than any school bus memories I have.
Been in that school bus, I think. Yeah. Rosie Bell.
Rosie Bell.
Yep,
Rosie Bell.
Yeah.
Thank you for coming to KD&K tonight and visiting the Andy Zinka Youth Empowerment Program.
Yeah. Thank you for having us.
Thank you, Charlie.
My name is Charlie, and I've been talking to Rebecca Durham and Diego Flex from the Detour Project. For more information, visit detourmusic.org. Coming up next is Love Invincible by Michael Franti.